Consciousness has neither shape nor color, and cannot be measured in any physical terms, but it exists in its nature and ability to feel and sense. Time, on the other hand, has neither form nor consciousness, and belongs to the third category. Omniscient transcendental wisdom refers to the consciousness that knows everything. Omniscience is not a quality found in soil, stones, rocks, or mountains. It is produced by something whose function is awareness of objects, and therefore it cannot be produced by anything that lacks the property of awareness. Of course, the state of omniscience is the ultimate goal encompassing every perfection, and of the three categories of conditioned phenomena, it belongs to the category of consciousness. Knowing or understanding is the function of consciousness. For example, when we say, "I understand," "I see," and we have an experience or feeling about something, the experience is activated by consciousness. When the eye consciousness sees a physical form, we say, "I see the physical form." And when the mind consciousness experiences happiness or pain, we say, "I am happy," or "I am in pain." Thus, when we say, "I experience," "I see," or "I hear," and so forth, it is consciousness that acts as the agent. That which possesses the function of knowing is consciousness. Consciousnesses vary in the scope of their knowledge and in their intensity or sharpness. An obvious example is the consciousness of a human being compared to an animal's consciousness. The human being's perception is much broader, and it understands a much greater variety of objects. The consciousnesses of human beings vary with education and experience. The more educated you are, and the more experience you have, the broader your consciousness. Knowledge and understanding develop on the basis of a consciousness that has the ability to perceive its objects. When the necessary conditions are met, its ability to perceive increases. The scope of its objects of knowledge expands, and understanding deepens. In this way, the mind can develop its full potential.